The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you ever get in trouble with your neighbors? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. I'm surprised, Raven, that at this point this happened to you.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's the first time that I've ever received a message from my neighbor. So we throw like three parties a year. Memorial Day weekend, July 4th, which is relatively smaller, but we do fireworks. And Labor Day weekend, right? And you know, to be fair, I've got great neighbors. On the one side, I've got a woman who's in her 90s who has never complained, believe it or not, to any of the parties that we've thrown. And we help her out around her house when she asks. And then I've got a retired pair of neighbors on the other side where they've got grandkids and whatnot. And again, either we've all got the best window panes ever, or we just don't hear each other, or we stay out of each other's way. But I did receive a text message the other night while the party was still going on that basically asked us to kind of turn down the music and wrap it up as they wanted to go to bed at some point that evening.
Well, what time was it?
It was probably about 11, 11:30. And you know, I mean, as far as parties go on a holiday weekend, that's not really all that late. It's past quiet time, you know, by most towns. But I want you to imagine that there's still like 10 or 12 of us out on my deck at the pool bar, and we're singing and drinking and having a good time, and we're singing songs like this.
If you want me like this.
Oh, boy.
And if you need me like that.
So, you know, people are screaming, essentially,
gosh,
as they're doing this. Right. We're doing that game again where we're going, you know, round the table, and everybody picks, you know, some weird request or whatever. And then, of course, you have to explain what's going on. So, you know, Celine Dion's out there. We've got some other goodies like this one.
I know everybody says money can't buy happiness.
Oh, boy. Yep.
But it can buy me a boat.
Buy you a boat.
Yeah. You can buy me a truck to pull it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would never know these songs if it wasn't for the drinking going on at my house, to tell you the truth.
So what did you do when you received the text message from the neighbor? Did you wrap up the party?
No, I turned it down about, 10, 15 clicks on the radio. And then I asked, is this good now? And then I watched them go inside and, you know, put down all their windows and whatnot. And they said, yeah, he said, actually, that's going to be fine. He said, I'm sorry, I feel so old now at this point. Because, by the way, my neighbor also has his things going on, too. Like, he's the guy that's got a television out back of his house, and he'll be watching sports at 11 o'clock during the winter.
It's so strange.
Blasting.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've again, always stayed out of each other's way. So it's no real problem. He's not mad, although I haven't seen him since then.
Well, right. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, have I ever really gotten in trouble with my neighbors? It's always my big mouth on the radio that gets me in trouble, because I'll say something about a neighbor, and then I forget that every single one of them used to listen, you know, in my old neighborhood anyway. So I remember I was talking about one of the neighbors that... she was awesome. And her husband were breeding pythons in the house.
Yes, I remember you telling me that.
So she would come over for Halloween. So I would have these massive Halloween parties, and she would bring her ball pythons for the kids to look at and to pet. And I would put them around my neck like I was Britney Spears and dance and stuff.
Right.
In retrospect, I don't know.
You never had any idea that, you know, breeding all those snakes could be an issue for somebody.
Well, it's not an issue legally or anything like that, but the other neighbors heard me talking about it on the air, and they all freaked out because they were scared that next door there was 45 ball pythons in somebody's family room.
Is this a zoo?
Right.
Are we zoned for this?
And then they kept coming over, and they would be like, which neighbor, Anna? Which neighbor?
Yeah.
It was the only time I really think I caused trouble, quote unquote, caused trouble in the neighborhood.
But yeah, sometimes loose lips can sink ships in your neighborhood, you know?
1-800-330-9999. When did you get in trouble with your neighbors? For what? When was the last time you got in trouble with one of your neighbors? 1-800-330-9999. Raven got a mean text from one of his neighbors to shut down the music because his party was getting too rowdy at 11:30 at night.
Not mean. It was very polite. Asked us to bring it down just a little bit. I mean, when the girls start singing En Vogue, all right, reenacting the videos, it gets a little bit loud out there. That's all I'm saying. I understand.
Donna, how about you with your neighbors?
For quite a few years now, I have a neighbor next door. They're very polite. But he smokes weed like there is no tomorrow. And we are very close proximity. I've tried to talk to him nicely. I have kids. I have teenagers coming over all the time. And we're constantly smelling this fine aroma. And I don't know what to do about it anymore. Especially now that it's legal.
Now that it's legal, this is a thing all over the place. I mean, I have experienced this at parks or public events. I'm not a prude, but sometimes it's just like, wow, that's really overpowering.
Yeah.
Really overpowering. Like enough so much that you're like, oh my God, it's going to make me nauseous.
And if you're in a state that it's not legal, wait till you go to one that it is.
Oh, yeah,
because
it's
jarring. It's eye-opening.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I was visiting my brother in Dallas. I'm like, wow, the air is so clean here.
Yeah.
Mark, what trouble did you get into with your neighbor? What happened?
Well, my neighbor tells me I can park in front of his house because I'm harassing him.
You're harassing him? I mean, parking in front of somebody's house, it can be annoying to look out and see the same car every single day, but obviously they don't own the street, right? So...
Exactly.
As long as you're not that guy that's parking like right next to the edge of my driveway. I mean, there's laws against that. As long as you're not the person who's like doing that obnoxious or your guests aren't coming over and like parking in my driveway randomly. Is there anything ruder than when somebody just parks in somebody else's driveway and doesn't know them?
No, absolutely
not. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't block your driveway. I block this walkway. Car doesn't stay the whole day. I just... for a couple of hours and bring it back in, you know?
Well, I mean, it's a public street.
Oh,
you know, you can park wherever you want to.
Yeah. Ophelia, what got you in trouble with your neighbors?
So we live sort of on the top of a hill. The big rain came. We had a little mudslide that went into the neighbor's backyard at the bottom of the hill. I mean, I felt so bad. I mean, obviously, it wasn't like our fault. It was Mother Nature, but it was so much effort to clean it up. And it was really intense for a while. Like they were really, you know, struggling to like clean it all up. So
it's like the same thing when your tree falls into a neighbor's yard. Like there's nothing you can really do about it. But it's still disappointing.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Right. But that's what insurance is for at that point. You don't have to go over and help pick it up. You know, that's the thing. And as a matter of fact, your attorney, your insurance carrier will probably tell you not to, because then you're admitting some sort of guilt. So it is. It is an awkward situation.
It was. Thankfully, it's over. Yeah.
Your mudslide ruined my yard. What an awkward conversation that is.
Right. It is.
Billy, do you have any trouble with your neighbors? What happened?
Oh, man. When I was a little kid, me and my friends were riding bikes, and my neighbor's daughter was outside in the driveway. And long story short, I ended up flipping the neighbor's daughter off. And she went and told her mom, and then mom came out and yelled at me, and it was a whole thing.
I did that when I first moved in to my new neighborhood, except that time the kids were ready to jump me.
Well,
and then my stepdad came out of the house with a baseball bat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, everything was fine after that.
Mm. But you can't just torment the other kids on the street. Like, I could see where that can become a problem. I mean, you want to make enemies really fast, get the kids involved. That's
for sure. I mean, hey, listen, there was more of them than me. They were older than me. Yep, I flipped the bird.
Should definitely not flip off your neighbors.
Not the best choice.
No.
No.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.